Hi, I'm Gloria Leibecker, founding director of Healing You Sanctuary. Today I'd like to share another story with you about learning to drive. I've always wanted to learn how to drive a horse. My heart's desire came true with Diva at Kathy Pike's Mindful Horsemanship Program. Stepping into the arena, I gathered the long reins in my hands, preparing to move out. "What is your intention?" Kathy asked. "I'll move out to the right and pause by the big barrel, then make a big circle moving from right to left, coming back down through the center of the arena." "Want to step it up a notch?" she asked with a grin, as she stood the big barrel up and moved small barrels to stand parallel in the center of the arena. "Sure." "What are two challenges you face as you move forward with your vision?" I thought for a moment. "Being available for my teenage son, whom I homeschool, and feeling confident as I step out locally to be seen and known in my community as a valuable resource." "Okay. Which station represents your son, and which represents confidence stepping out?" "The big barrel represents my son, and the two smaller barrels in the center represent confidence stepping out." I paused, mindfully took a belly breath, and straightened my posture. "Up!" I cued Diva with my voice, clicked my mouth, and jiggled the reins. Slowly, she shifted her weight and moved out to the right. Just like learning to drive a car, I overcorrected. Now she moved to the left. Back and forth, I consistently overcorrected. "Egads!" I clamored inside as a fog began to cloud my mind and tension crept into my shoulders. Slowing myself down inside, I took a few deep belly breaths and consciously lowered my shoulders. I noticed my body position in relationship to Diva and brought my body back into alignment behind her, centered in the power of my third chakra. Again, I called out, "Up, Diva!" What a difference! As we moved out, I felt a distinct shift in my energy, and in relationship with Diva, we felt connected energetically. "Whoa!" We paused by the big barrel, and as I mindfully connected to the one who's my son, I recognized the importance of acknowledgement. How much it means to take the time to pause and check in with the ones I love and be in relationship with them, especially when I'm shifting and changing my schedule in life. That pause had a timeless quality to it, stretching out energetically to capture the freedom of space and time. No pressure, no hurry. Resting in my heart, centered in my values. Acknowledgement of how much I love my boy and acknowledgement of how much I love partnering with horse. Ready to step out as a valuable resource in the world, I jiggled the reins. "Up, Diva!" I heard more energy in my own voice, and Diva responded with a softer feel. Halfway around the circle, our synchronized movement was fueled and empowered with a rejuvenating confidence. My steps felt stronger, and the sensation flowed up my legs and back, down my arms, into my belly, up my chest, and out my eyes. Wow! Everything looked brighter, fresher, and more colorful as we moved through the center barrels, representing my confidence stepping out. We had found our flow together. Inspired by confidence, we didn't slow down. We looped out and circled back and stopped in the center, claiming confidence. My skin tingled from head to toe. This experience is imprinted into my beingness and continues to unfold in miraculous ways. Coming home to my son, I noticed more opportunities to slow down and check in with him, to rest in the space that represents our relationship with confidence. Thank you, Diva. If you'd like to experience what it's like to discover new opportunities with horses or in other modalities, reach out for a chat at www.healingyousanctuary.com.